Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go blitzing. The Nats in a moment will kick things off with the Redskins. Chris Russell has been in Richmond for us at 106.7 The Fan. Chris, I heard your voicer during the update with Mason Foster. Does he still think that he has a chance to start in this linebacking core?
Absolutely, he does. And that's pretty much the way, Grant, they've been lining up. Of course, Zach Brown is going to play a lot in nickel. They're going to mix things up. One thing we know, as long as Will Compton is healthy, I think Will Compton is, you know, pretty much a shoo-in, as much of a shoo-in as you can possibly be to be the starting mic. But Mason also can play the mic, and he has been around here long enough where he knows the system, the terminology. KO, Kirk Olivadotti, very comfortable with him. And what will be interesting to see is if they can get all three of those guys on the field in certain packages at the same time. And both Compton and Mason Foster yesterday told me they strongly believe this can be a top 10 defense.
Brewster, today is Thursday, August 3rd. Thursday, August 10th, a week from today, the Washington Redskins play a preseason football game. How are they approaching this thing? Is it we're just going to practice normal and install a little bit? Or are they going to kind of treat this as a dress rehearsal? How's the schedule going to go?
No, I mean, they have, you know, of course, a day off. They have a full practice today, a day off tomorrow, and then Fan Appreciation Day and another couple of full practices. And then Tuesday, they'll have just one practice instead of their normal morning walkthrough. They'll just have the one afternoon practice down in Richmond. They'll, of course, take Wednesday off, come up to Baltimore. Look, you're not going to see a lot of players. What'll be interesting to me is, if you guys remember, last year in the first preseason game, the starters did play, and they did play about, roughly 10 snaps. Give or take, depending on the person. And then a lot of the starters did not play in preseason game number two, which was at FedEx Field, which I was disappointed on. If you're going to not play these guys, of course they're not going to play in game four down in Tampa. Don't play them in Baltimore. At least let them play for the home fans at FedEx Field, which is what I hope Jay Gruden will do.
How's Kirk Cousins looked so far at practice?
I think he's looked, reasonably sharp. I think... there's been some times where he's been under a lot of pressure, and I've seen a little bit more. I know you guys talk about this all the time, not improvisational, but extending the play, making plays that aren't necessarily carved up for you and being fairly accurate with it. Certainly there are things he can do better. Certainly there are times where he looks a little bit off and maybe not as sharp, threw a terrible interception to Josh Norman the other day. He's been under a lot of pressure, which I guess is a good thing for the Redskins defense. Certainly, they have looked the part, but I think when Kirk gets time to throw, which he usually does a pretty good job of, he's been doing a great job finding Ryan Grant open, streaming over the middle of the field, Niles Paul, especially in the red zone, and just being, a good facilitator of the ball, taking what is presented to him and not trying to force too many things.
Russell, thank you. As always, my friend, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, fellas.
There he goes. Let's talk Nationals, Tommy. We're bringing on Craig Heist to do that very thing, talk about the Washington Nationals. Heisty, this team wasn't shut out, talking about the Nats, until July 8th. Now they've been shut out four times since then, the most in baseball over that span, three runs or less in four of their last six games. What's going on with the offense?
Well, it's 162, and I just think it's a bad stretch for the offense right now. And you're not going to click on all cylinders. I'm not concerned about it. I still think that, there's a lot of firepower, especially in the middle of this order. So I just think it's a matter of time. We'll see what happens when the venue changes and they get to Wrigley Field this weekend.
Any thought, you think, from Dusty to moving Zimmerman down in the order, perhaps flipping Heaton Rendon in the 4 and 6 spots? Zim, if you look at some of the splits, Heisty, particularly post-All-Star break, I mean, he's kind of been a different player, hitting .210 since the break. If you look at his July numbers, he hit .234. August, obviously, we just started, but how would you think about maybe moving him down a couple spots?
It's possible, but you know, again, I'm of the opinion that when you are hitting, you know, with Murphy behind you, with Harper in front of you, that's probably a pretty good spot, you know, for Zimmerman to be hitting. Now, the second end of that doubleheader back at the park on this last Sunday, we did see Rendon moved up to the four hole, but that was because Zim did not play that night. Adam Lind played at first base. There's a lot of different things Dusty can do with this lineup if he feels like it needs to be jump-started. And that's certainly one of the things that could happen.
I see. Preview this Cubs series. This is kind of a big one here. The Cubs have overtaken Milwaukee as we all kind of thought they would. They're playing great baseball, look like the second-best team in the National League. You ain't catching the Dodgers, but you could be caught by the Cubs if you're not careful. Talk about this series.
Well, it's a big series for them because it kind of is a measuring stick, I think. And when you stop to consider some of the injuries that have mounted up with this team, and we saw Eni Romero go down last night, we'll see how the forearm checks out. You know, I think it's a big series, Danny, because if you can go in there and take two out of three from probably one of the hotter teams in baseball since the All-Star break, I think that bodes well. If you don't, you lose this series, well, that certainly brings up some question marks.
We mentioned the injuries. You mentioned Romero last night. We'll await word on him. As far as the rotation goes, if Scherzer does miss a start and Gio has to leave for the baby all kind of at the same time, how are they going to navigate that? Obviously, Fetty would get another chance. Edwin Jackson would remain in the rotation. What else can they do? They stick with Cole and maybe call someone else up?
I would think they'd stick with Cole and give him another shot. You know, last night didn't necessarily go as planned, but then again, you're not going to help your team win a game when you're not scoring runs, and they didn't score any last night. But there's some things. They may call somebody else, but I would certainly think Fetty gets another shot. And Edwin Jackson, two of his three have been pretty good. So I certainly expect him to be thrown out there again.
Heisty, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, talk to you later.
Craig Heist is our Nats beat reporter, and he's all over the Nats and Orioles scenes for us here on 106.7 The Fan. And for some of the other outlets he works so hard for. So we appreciate him jumping on the Beltway Blitz. 12:18 next, officially tonight, preseason game number one on television. Hall of Fame game, Cardinals, Cowboys. The NFL is back. How much are you going to watch tonight? And why do we love football so much? We're going to try to answer that question in moments on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.